to against who is it? What sister? Who raised her hand? Magdalene Brady. I hope I can. What is it? Every person that's gotten up has been an anarchist thus far. I would like to have seen a true socialist get up. People who live. What is it?
Well, come up front.
Well, you're less of one. So I'd like to hear you. I don't. What is it, sister?
Father, I felt it was too easy. A shooting is an instant death. That's what I felt.
What is it? Who's this saying this?
Me.
All right. That kind of reasoning, I'm not opposed to it. It doesn't have to be true. It doesn't have to be. But she voted against it because she thought it was an instant death. So I don't need any explanation from her. Thank you. Yes, anarchistic senior, what? Well, you've grown considerably, dear. Thank you.
You wouldn't come back. I was hoping.
From the first month you've been here, you have caused nothing but trouble. I mean, from the first month on.
Father, you even came over here because we didn't want you to come here. We wanted you in prison.
Stay with your fucking relatives anyway.
You went out there with them. We didn't tell you to go with them. Father gave you opportunity. You had a chance to go with them or come here. Look at the fuck you do when you come here.
All kind of hell in the state trying to get here. You gave them all kind of hell. Damn it, you come over here with the same motherfucking shit. Shooting is too good for you. Shoot, you need to suffer like father suffered.
Yeah, when I asked Kenny that he relaxed, and I said, Kenny, he relaxing too long. I said, well, why is he? He said, well, I know why he is. I said, well, why is he? He said, I know why he is. He relaxing. I think shooting is too easy for you. You need to be punished, and you don't know what punishing like, brother. You never had punishment. You
know. What is it, brother? Responsible for anything. Any dissent, unless you've got some other kind of recommended discipline. You said dying is too easy. We have that. Any other dissent based on some other concept? I want to listen to our input.
Here, Father, was I felt that he should suffer so much pain he'd have to crawl on his belly for weeks before, and he'd have to look at the people while he was suffering, and the fact that shooting, like everybody else say, was too fast. I thought he should suffer for weeks and weeks and crawl on his belly and looking at the people. Every time he looks up, he'd have to see the people. He'd have to suffer and then be shot on top of it.
The pain that Father was, you know, in this, you know, this afternoon.
I didn't hear what you said.
That I could understand.
What she said?
You know,
I didn't copy what you said. She going to show me pain? No.
Going through it.
Peace. I'm disagreeing with that point. I'm not silencing her. I just disagree with that point. It is ridiculous and ludicrous to say that you can understand my pain when I have ceased to exist as a person and been willing to take the pain of all of you on for so many years. No way you could understand my pain. Now I'll go on to the next point and we'll see if I can accept that.
I can empathize with the way Edie felt, but I still feel that they should be punished for what they've done, and I didn't feel that they should be shot.
Because you are, what reason do you think that they should be punished? They could have destroyed our movement. If the conspirators found us out, if the conspirators trying to kidnap had been come after us while these motherfuckers were out running loose, some of our children could have been kidnapped today by the same probers who are out there trying to get at us. And you think that's all we should recognize? Or is it in you, dear,
that you were hoping that you would be able to protect your own right to be anarchistic when you choose to be. That's so often what I hear when people get on the floor. I don't hear from them a rationale of compassion. I hear from a person who is used to trying to doing their own thing when they want to, in some ways. Not maybe always, but in some ways. And they get up here and identify with this, not knowing that this, if it had been on Sunday or Saturday when this shit broke loose behind here when the baby was being delivered, if that had broke loose then we'd had to go after them, we could have, some of our babies could have been kidnapped or killed. That's the difference. If it happened any other day, the long time, that what they did would be far more terrible than you can know. Because they put our whole personnel out in the fields, in the woods, in the tracks, to the roads. They caused us to have to put personnel all over this entire Northwest District. And every vehicle tied up. If one of my people had had a heart attack today, I couldn't, and the doctor had to have emergency equipment that we have not yet gotten through. And we've been nowhere to get them here. For all these hours, you have been responsible for anyone. I've had to meditate just hoping that we wouldn't have any emergency, any hemorrhaging, any kind of emergency, because you tied up every means we had of getting people out. And you knew that. You knew down deep that there'd be a lot of concern. Of course, you couldn't relate to concern because you don't have concern, but you knew organizational thinking. You knew that I would be forced to be concerned about you because I have loved ones here. And you have a loved one back there, even though she didn't want to wash her hands. And we did not know what her reaction would be. So you knew organizationally we would have to tie up everything we could to find you two. You knew that. You couldn't help but be intelligent enough to know that. So what kind of punishment would you recommend for these, Sister Tucker? No, I didn't ask you.
If I may say, I think they would, wasn't watched, securely enough. You know, the reason they got away.
Well, why didn't you watch them?
If I may say that.
That's good enough. The brothers already mentioned that they weren't watched securely enough. He trusted him. A black brother trusted a white brother, and the white brother spit on him. What's this? What's this?
Was that Carl?
You better stay awake. Yes, 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 yes. What form of punishment would you suggest, Sister Tucker? What form of punishment? What form of punishment would you suggest?
I don't think of anything that would be sufficient under circumstances.
Well, then let's think about it, because if you want to make a recommendation as a dissent in a democracy, you ought to offer us some solution. You are not willing to impart some solution, then it's obviously it would be an anarchistic approach. What kind of punishment do you suggest? You have to make some kind of recommendation to us.
I think you should cut the other one's hair off.
Take note of this conversation.
First, cut his hair off, and I was thinking, when they
were... Peace! I would like to hear it.
When they were, before they were found this evening, I said, they should be identified. And of course, what I was thinking was really hard. So they should be not allowed to have their clothing. But I said, it probably would be too much. So that they would be identified.
Any of the death that they could have caused if they had, if anyone had had a stroke, if that's too horrible to consider than making them naked?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I was
thinking.
So
many people are so conditioned on tommy rot anarchism, fascism. It's what are you going to do after they're naked?
Would be easily identified, should they...
Easily identified. Is that all you're going to do? All you're going to do for these people running out all through this whole company, thousands of dollars worth, you're going to let them run naked? And we have to look at their naked bodies, huh?
The only...
I have always been a social democrat in my refinement, in my superego. But intellectually, I know it will not work. I know that there's only one kind of thing that will work, a dictatorship of the proletariat in the hands of the persons or person that is most conscionable, that has sensitivity, that has compassion, and has a sense of justice. Because this is the kind of shit, if that's all you give this kind of infraction of our rules, let him wander, these two wander around here naked, you might as well just burn this place down tomorrow. You might as well burn it down. If these people walk away with no more than happening to them than to walk naked, we have appealed to them with reason, with reason, justice and compassion. I put him in the hands of people that would let, psychologists that would let him air all of his difficulties and never even intrude to find out what he personally said. Last night when she said he was something about a capitalist, I just passed on by it. In front of him, I said, well, time will teach him. I said, something will teach him, and something will. It was based on that revelation last night that I thought you'd be back here in my hands tonight. What are you going to do after they make it, sister? I'm interested.
I didn't come to any conclusion, past that.
I said, what moral punishment would you suggest after they were naked?
I said I didn't, I didn't think of any further punishment. You know?
I am asking you to think of further discipline now. Nakedness is not sufficient.
Well, they said a cat of nine tails. I think if you give him a ginger wine, good spurring with that, it will make him think.
What is a good spurring, sister?
Spurring, I said.
How many?
How many?
40.
All right, I've got to commit it. 40. 40 will put them to their knees. 40 cat nine tails. They'll be carried out faint. In a faint, they'll go unconscious with 40 whips of the Catalina.
This is what was in their bag. It wasn't matched with rubber. They found these in the bag.
Rubbers.
Didn't want to get Brian break.
When me and Kevin were supposed to get back to regular, we found him on the road.
What little protection we have to keep from mother babies coming in the world. You want to rob us. I was doing inventory about 2 o'clock this morning with Judy. And we had so little of these. And when did you get these? Sir?
I got them from him.
Where did you get them?
You got them from me and...
The night you lied and said you didn't get anything out of there.
That's when I got them, Father.
On the road. My God Almighty. You couldn't fuck that much the rest of your life.
I tell you. Fuck that much.
Hey, Joseph, so you lied. You said you were looking around in the nurse's office. What were you looking for?
Yeah. Listen to him.
Why did you lie before when we had you up here?
I don't have to say a word to stop him from anything. He's an older black man that this country would justify for anything.
But why did you lie? Why did you lie before? Why?
You better answer him, fool.
You had all this planned in, didn't you? Didn't you have his land? And you talked to him today, my brother Staten got on you, you resented him, didn't you? Why are you resenting him?
Go right ahead, brother. Have your day.
Why are you resenting him? Why are you receiving? You've been copying. I asked you to say that the day before yesterday. You wouldn't say it, would you? No, you wouldn't. You refused. And I wrote your ass up. Why you refuse? You come through there when you're saying gratitude and asking, you said no. Why? Why you didn't say them?
Use black brothers and sisters to put up with your shit. Put up with your shit. It's only by my beckoning that they'd be kind to people like you.
That's the truth.
You feel the strength in you?
You could break your body.
Every day with you coming through there and you just walk over people. What you tell her, you show it. You cocky as you can be. And I told him you was getting special treatment. I'll let you alone.
You have been a failure and a heartbreak. If there's any move in you, you should let it be known before we move a movement entirely on the side of violence to bring change.
That's right.
If there's anything honest that can come out of your minds, you better let it out tonight. Because you're forever establishing a course in this movement. You've caused everyone here, the majority, except a few anarchists, to disbelieve that reason prevails, to disbelieve that an appeal to your higher senses causes anything more than to be spit in, our faces spit upon, and walk over as our precious black brother saying, with your cocky ass. Don't you know that anybody that touches this place, finding its judgment, all their arrogant attitudes, don't make any difference who? You build on any other foundation but socialist principle, you come down, you'll have accidents, you'll be sick, you'll die, and not easy. No one's ever uttered anything blasphemous against me, they didn't pay for it. Now open up your mouth and see if you can get any reason, because there's a horrible night ahead of us for you.
What I did today was totally fucked up on my part, and then to put you through all this hell and put all your comrades through all this hell just to hunt for my crazy ass, and I think I should... And I think I should...
Well, they,
I think I should get my ass kicked really tonight. I mean, worse. Worse than what it was the other night. And have to work all night tonight, all night tomorrow. And
for the next year, you.
Because I like to be anarchistic, and I was just, you know, doing it for my own ass, and I wasn't thinking about anything else, and I never have. And for my discipline for fucking up, I think I should go through some torture or something until I just black out altogether or longer.
How about a good, really hard day's work? You never do.
Yeah.
Not one of those. I mean a really good, hard day. Instead of standing around, cocking around, and standing around looking. A good, hard day. I'd like to have you. I could get a day out of you.
They're preparing handcuffs. That's a cinch. Nobody prepared to trust anybody without handcuffs. Not when you do this thing to us. Not when you do this thing to us. Eileen's enigma to me. What are you laughing? What are you smiling about, Eileen? Shh. Yes, when you put your hands down, there are rules that maintain an organization. And the rules to put your hands by your side is as elementary as eating on time if you're to keep an organization. You anarchists never will learn that rules are meant to protect you. If not you, the children and the older people. You cannot break a rule at your will. I have a great deal of difficulty communicating that to people I love. You cannot break rules. Or everybody else around you would break rules.
When you said about the putting the handcuffs on them, it brought to my mind that I thought of chains. When you asked me this evening, but I think I thought of chains, but I thought it would be too harsh. You know?
The stuff was stolen. Take the watch off. Take it off. There was a kid that gave his new watch. So let him have it. Yes, Catherine, so you've been up rather long, standing there, trying to speak for 87 years. What is it you would like to say, Catherine?
I think they ought to be separated. I don't think they ought to be together anymore.
Separated. Elementary, darling.
Yes, sir.
Or maybe they should be bound together in eternal friendship. She was finished, though. Don't underestimate Dominic. He'll get it out of you, friend.
You got his. What else you got his? Wait. All right.
What I was doing and everything I wanted to take, I was putting in my knapsack or running bag.
Anything short of that, I don't care.
Where did you hide the rest of the stuff? You left in a haste and you wasn't ready to go. Where did you hide the rest of the stuff? How long you been playing this with him, Brian? One day. He said 3 days. Ever since he was up here before, he said you was waking with him on this. And he's shaking his head now.
I think ought not to be used. We're breaking the hell out of them, and everybody that breaks those cups ought to be held responsible. Those cost $2 US, those soup cups. What's that you said, brother?
You should do them like they're doing, they're hanging from the yard on by their thumbs overnight.
Who is that? Those are the sneaky kind.
Who said no?
Who said no? Somebody, Nick said, wants very quick to want people disciplined firmly and spanked hard for drinking water when they shouldn't drink it. In your mind. Aluminum for us? You traded aluminum against us one time. Now you're taking our preventatives. You think that these idiots around here are not socialists, the few that are out there barefoot, ugly people have not been born by a revolution? Do you think that they're going to bother about a fucking condom? Assholes like you don't, all you sell them to is another asshole. People who care are here. That they put on the rubbers. They're not going to buy rubbers out there, idiot. What the hell they care if they get people knocked up out in the woods?
Marie Lawrence just said that she saw, was it Brian? McKinnis saw Brian make 5 trips back and forth to the bush last night. And I'm just wondering if he stashed shit out there.
You better speak up. McKinnis should have had this in the office by now. That's right. I said, I'll bring to me immediately. What were you doing in the bush 5 times last night?
It wasn't the bush, it was the dump truck, and I was just putting our stuff out there until we got ready to leave. That's it, all that we took. I went to the warehouse and I asked for 2 boxes of matches, and she bought 2 packs, and I took 2 packs instead of telling her that I just wanted 2 small boxes.
Goddamn liars, you know that. That's why people want to deal with them nicely. If people have gone out of here.
Why did you lie to me? Why did you lie to me when I asked you, did you have matches? Yes, you lied. Why did you lie?
Don't make you.
Yes, they did.
Let us see what.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm encouraged by that. Why did you think you'd miss your family more than your father, who would give his life for you? There's no picture of your father. You think to be there was some interception in the town by government that were negative? one sister came to me and apologized, not realizing. So you'll have to dictate letters now. You'll have to add your commission, some of the former that were in the correspondence for life, until we get a mailing list here.
Get all that. Take all those things out. They're not getting. They're not going to be in their private possession.
Give me that. Give me that direction thing. The compass. Yes, sister. And it's a big operation to maintain them. Thank you. This causes me trouble. Everybody here knows this causes me trouble. I don't like this kind of life. Can't reason. The people got to talk to them like an animal. Tie them up. What kind of damn business is this? You gentlemen may not cause any more, because I had to run out here. I had to stop people running out here to take things in their own hands. You don't know how close you came tonight. No, you don't know. Not a lot of you sitting there don't know how close you came. Some people, you infuriated them beyond anything. White men taking advantage of them. Black people. Come on, man. Get your damn shoe in there and get over there. Go on, tie it. Yes, Jack. Bowel movements and once other, you know, you don't have to cost a great deal, as he said, to cut down on the expense. But some of you just don't use any sense. And when you put your hand to your backside, that's where you contaminate yourself. You go through the bowel, or you sit around on something, you pick up something, you put it to your mouth later, and then that's where you've got real trouble. You can be seated.
Yes.
You set out to look, do as you want tomorrow, and then tomorrow they'll be out cutting wood. They'll be out, there's a big, big, big tree. They'll be cutting up wood for you way out. So they'll be signed to that. Because time's going to teach you a hard lesson, too.
Well, you know, I'd just like to say about that.
What is it?
I'd just like to say about that comment I made, you know, an intellectual like me can appreciate it. I wasn't really referring to the group that I felt that I was smarter than anyone else. I just meant that I was referring to people that are familiar with the arts and have a sort of intellectual background, but I really don't consider myself as an intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
So I just use that word, but I really was referring to the group.
You've been living here with Brother Bikeman, and you won't be very well for a while. And I hope that you learn, because I have to exert my power with a sense of justice and will. When you finish, then we're going to decide where he's to be placed under regular work, so you can learn a little bit about follow through. Anyone wish to take his responsibility? Is this responsibility? Who's it back there? Marie? You think you can handle this too? In between. I'll bring you close to it. You'll know what it is before it makes people's rally. Because you have stepped too far. And when he's stationed out of the Proverbs, he it's time you got your head into some Marx and Lenin thinking and began to quote to us some famous quotations of revolutionaries. Even Malcolm did not know the causative factors of the problem, nor the solution. It's time you knew what Marx and Lenin and all of those thoughts, comparable thinkers, have to say about present conditions. And I expect him to do his study and his homework in the introduction of socialism. I expect you to do it. When you are back in good health, I expect you to be on the job and doing your task when you are back in good health.
All right. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Rise and let's sing United Forever.
United forever in friendship and labor, a mighty people shall ever endure. The great socialist union shall live through the ages, a dream of the people, their fortress secure. Lord, was built by your bond. Lonely her people, long live this communist dream.
Having trouble holding your arm up, brother?